on 106 to 108 FM and newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.
Begin with the Irish Independent talking about house prices this morning. House prices rising 6% as buyers bet rates have peaked. The possibility that interest rates have peaked and will fall has been cited as one reason for the pace of property price rises picking up. Prices surged by 6.1% in the year to February, above the 5.4% rise in the year to January. And economist Austin Hughes, who's often on Breakfast Business here on News Talk, he says that the continuing pickup in house price inflation in February reflected higher demand. The Irish Times on the front page says, well, it has an interview on its front page with a Brazilian man, Roberto Gomez de Santos Jr., after he was attacked last Saturday on Childers Road in Limerick. They have a photograph of him with the injuries he sustained, and he says he was attacked on Childers Road by a man who questioned him about his nationality before using something like a baseball bat to hit him in the face. And there's a full report inside the Irish Times. Brazilian man living a nightmare after racist attack. He says, I've no doubts this was a racist assault, because when the attacker realised we weren't from Ireland, he said OK and hit us. Also on the front of the Irish Times, airlines could face higher fines and be subject to tougher legal obligations to check the documents of passengers flying into Ireland. These are new immigration reforms being proposed, and airlines being fined more if people fly without valid documents. Of course, this being a huge issue where people land into Ireland and they don't have any documents, they were destroyed or they're fake or whatever, or they're not valid, that the airlines would get fined more. A new gate check programme could see airlines escape fines, however, if they put in place an audited higher standard of document checking along with dedicated security procedures when you embark off the plane. So more about that on the front of the Irish Times. On the front of the Irish Examiner, there's a crisis in road bowling, apparently. That's the main photograph. One of road bowling's stellar names, Armaz Thomas Mackel, was down to face for Moyes Arthur McDonagh for the Mother Hegarty Cup in West Cork last weekend. That's the picture. But Tony Lean writes that the odds turned on one of Ireland's oldest sports and its stars in a development that threatens its future. So apparently there's a crisis in road bowling. You can buy the Examiner if you want to find out more about that. Main story, toxic content fed to teenage boys. Children are being directed to dangerous, toxic online content by social media algorithms within minutes of use. After 2 minutes of use, fake accounts registered as teenage boys were being fed harmful content, including toxic masculinity, misogyny, far-right ideology and anti-transgender rhetoric on YouTube and TikTok. This is a survey, or a research, I should say, done by DCU. So essentially, when a teenage boy joins one of these sites, the algorithm promotes toxic content for them. And after 2 hours and 32 minutes of viewing videos, the vast majority of content being fed to teenage boys was toxic, according to the study. So that's really what you want our young men to be educated on. Also, Ireland is at the back of the grid when it comes to rolling out electric charging points. The Examiner says there's been a survey of 27 countries and it shows that Ireland has met less than 50% of its targets, and it's going to go even further behind next year. The only countries worse than us when it comes to electric charging points were Cyprus and Malta. So you can read more about that on the front of the Examiner. Some people who have EVs still finding it very, very difficult to find somewhere to fast charge their car. The Irish Daily Mirror, Gangster's Paradise Lost. And the Irish Daily Star, Where Did Moll Go Wrong? The glam wives of two crime figures have been ordered out of their luxury homes after losing a legal fight with the Criminal Assets Bureau. David Waldron must hand over assets worth €3 million, including a mansion, after a judge said his wife knew it was paid with dirty money. And Mary Cash has been told to relinquish a house that Cab said was bought with the proceeds of burglaries carried out by her husband, Andrew. So these women, they're described as molls on the Irish Daily Star, have to surrender their homes because they were bought with a link to crime. The Irish Sun is the only paper to go with Stardust on the front page. Praying for justice is the headline. The Stardust inquest jury's long-awaited verdicts will be delivered at 2 p.m. today. So we heard yesterday that the jurors had reached a majority verdict, and the coroner said she'd accept a majority decision. And in fairness to the coroner, said, don't announce this until tomorrow at 2 o'clock to give families time to gather in the court. And those families have been waiting a long time for a day like this. So we'll get the verdict at 2 o'clock today. News Talk's Stephanie Rowan has been following the story and the inquest for the past 100 odd days. Elsewhere in the papers, interesting one in the Irish Sun about what cars people use to learn how to drive their first car. And apparently the best car for first-time drivers is the Toyota Aygo. Researchers asked 1,000 motorists who'd passed their test in the past 3 years what they looked for in a motor. Price was the number one concern, followed by insurance cost, fuel consumption and the number of miles on the clock. And Toyota Aygo came out on top. They were built between 2014 and 2021. Also in the top five, the Peugeot 108, the Citroen C1, the Kia Picanto and the Hyundai i10. They're the best cars for first-time drivers. I started driving in a Volkswagen Polo. We all go for the hatchbacks because if you can afford to get a car, because the insurance on some of the bigger cars, astronomical when you're a 17 or 18-year-old teenage boy or indeed girl. So anyway, Aygo is the best car for new drivers, they say. The Irish Daily Star tells us that there's speculation that Taylor Swift is going to appear on The Late Late Show. Now, not a snowball's chance in hell this is happening. But anyway, The Late Late Show has stirred up speculation Taylor Swift will be a guest because a cryptic video was shared across its social media platforms. Apparently, excitement is building ahead of her releasing her new album this Friday. And they think Taylor Swift might spend her first day with her album out on The Late Late Show in Ireland. I highly doubt it. Patrick Hilty apparently can't wait for the music to come out. He has a video up online and you can hear Taylor Swift's hit Love Story blasting out of a dressing room in the RTÉ corridors, and then Patrick is secretly dancing along to the song. And now viewers are wondering, is Taylor going to be on The Late Late Show on Friday? Someone else goes, I'm thinking the same, to promote her album maybe. Another queried, is Friday night show going to be Taylor themed? I mean, they'll probably have some singers on who sing Taylor Swift songs, but she's not going to be on herself, I would highly doubt. Final story comes from The Telegraph. If you're a coffee drinker, you know how expensive coffee can be. The price of coffee soaring the whole time. And if you wince at being charged £4 or more for a flat white, you might want to look away now, says The Telegraph, because the most expensive cup of coffee has landed in London. It's a small, dimly lit coffee bar called Shot in Mayfair, and the cup of coffee costs £265 sterling. It's made using Typica beans, which is a high-quality variety of Arabica from Japan. And despite the high price, you can get the coffee as an espresso, a macchiato, a flat white, an Americano, cappuccino or latte. So like every other coffee shop around the place. So that's the price. The Telegraph went off and tasted it themselves. And they say you settle in at your marble topped table for a serving ritual by two baristas who tend to your view, pouring very hot water bit by bit onto the precious grounds, which sit in a fine sieve over a glass tumbler. The notions are ridiculous for this. I presume it's for lottery winners only. Anyway, those are the stories making the headlines in the papers.
On 106 to 108 FM and Newstalk.com. This is Newstalk.